Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom's got the morning off. My name's Matt Pauly. Great to be with you. Also great to be able to talk with Bernie Miklas. Our conversation be brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer. Bernie, a good Sunday morning to you. Not a good Sunday morning for a lot of St. Louis sports fans after Missouri, Illinois, and the Blues all had unfortunate days yesterday. Did we lose Bernie? We will try to get Bernie back here in just a moment or so. And if we need to, we can just give him a call even and get him on the phone. We need to do that. So we will try to reconnect with Bernie here.
And, hello.
Hello. Bernie, we got you.
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize, man. I was connected and all of a sudden it cut out. I apologize for the confusion.
Not a problem at all. We're glad to be able to talk with you. I was just mentioning terrible sports day in the area yesterday with Missouri, Illinois, and the Blues. I mean, it was just as bad as it could get.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about the Blues anymore, so we'll just wait for them to get straightened out. I mean, seriously, it's a long season. You know, the other two teams, Illinois and Mizzou, you know, I really thought Illinois would go to Washington and win that game. I mean, I after all the Illini were ranked 23rd going in, Washington's okay. They have a really good quarterback. But, you know, the end of the line for the Illini and Brett Bielema this year is their defense, as you know, and I think our listeners who pay some attention to Illinois know, the Illini defense was really, really hyped. Everyone was saying, this team's got a chance to, you know, get into the playoff because their defense is returning all these players and their defense is great. The defense has not been that great. And yesterday, I think that brought it home. You know, Washington had 449 yards. They ran for 160. They passed for nearly 300. Williams, the Washington quarterback, carved them up. And it was just almost like a no contest. So it's very disappointing for the Illini. Mizzou, what can you say, right? The game was there. And I know they had some adversity with penalties and also Bo Prabula getting hurt. But you know me, Mr. Numbers, and I was diving into some stuff today. You know, Matt Zollers, the kid who had not played basically at all, six passes in garbage time earlier in the season. I thought he was outstanding yesterday. I did not expect much. He showed no signs of the moment being too big or being freaked out. Yeah, okay, he had an intentional grounding. So what? He played very, very well, and I don't know what that means for the rest of the year because I doubt that Mizzou will run the table. But the two takeaways, you know, the Mizzou offense in general, but especially with Prabula in there, was just simply not good enough. It was really ineffective. And when Zollers went in, they at least had a downfield passing attack. They had a drop back passing attack, which they haven't had all year. But the other takeaway is that the Mizzou defense, I know they gave up a long run, but they deserved better. They played great in that game. They stopped Pavia in a way that teams have not done the last 2 years. And that was a missed opportunity. So now Mizzou's going to have to run the table to even talk about it. See, to me, there's nothing to talk about. They'll play Texas A&M a week from Saturday, and then we'll see how they do. But, you know, until they – if they beat Texas A&M, then we can talk about the playoffs. Because there's really no reason to lay out the rest of the season. The next game is against a team that's going to be very tough to beat. Let's see how Mizzou does.
Would have you let Vanderbilt score late to get more time on the clock to get the ball back?
That's a good idea, yeah. Why not? You know, so they probably were going to get in there anyway, all things considered. And because they were set up, set up so nicely. But, yeah, just to give the kid – more time, you know, more time on the clock, because he just kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. I mean, all right, people are going to laugh at me when I say this. And the people that know me should know, I don't just spout stuff off. I actually back it up. The best quarterback in that game yesterday was Matt Zollers.
He was. He was impressive. I have a hard time arguing against you based off the numbers that we saw in that game. I would be curious to see what he looks like when a defense has time to prepare for him.
Well, but that's an entirely different thing. I agree with you. But that's a whole different subject. Texas A&M, especially their great coach defensively, they'll have all things waiting for him. I'm talking about yesterday. If you go by passer rating, if you go by expected points added, you go by all these other things. The best quarterback on the field yesterday throwing the ball was Matt Zollers. That's a fact. It's not an opinion.
Yeah, no, Pavia's 10 of 19, 129 yards with an interception. That was not a good performance from Diego Pavia. And that's popping off about he deserves to be the Heisman Trophy winner.
And he said it again after the game. You know what his rating was in that game? 52.3. You know what Zollers' rating was in that game? It was 93. I mean, the kid, I know it's a terrible thing that they lost the game, and we certainly didn't want to see Prabula get hurt. But coming out of it, and the day after, you're always supposed to look ahead. And coming out of it, I'm like, you know, this is exciting to see that they actually have a dude that can be a quarterback, and they threw him in the fire, and he handled himself great. There will be many, many tests ahead. But he was a highly recruited guy. It's not like Matt Zollers is some bum that walked off the street, so to speak.
It also potentially sets you up for the future, because you never really know with these, if there's not a pathway for a quarterback or any position player, any player to walk, you know, to have playing time, they might look to greener pastures. Maybe this does set things up a little bit better for the future for Mizzou.
Yeah, and I think it's a valuable thing that he'll get a chance to play. And these are big games, because Mizzou technically still has a chance. And they certainly want to win games just to have a good season. So I'm very intrigued what we'll see, but I agree with the point you threw in there, a couple minutes ago, which is, starting with Texas A&M, they're going to throw looks at him he's probably never seen before, you know? So that'll be yet another test and a big one.
This does go...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the kind of the tired narrative, which I don't agree with, but we're going to hear. Anytime Missouri has one of these big opportunities to get a really big win that carries some weight, they come up short in these opportunities. And this is another example of that.
Not all of this is Eli Drinkwitz, of course. This goes back a while. It might be since Mizzou joined the SEC. But with that loss yesterday, Mizzou has lost 19 out of 20 games to top 10 SEC teams. And I think that's on the road. And, you know, the history speaks for itself. I mean, that's about it. You know, when they go away from Columbia, they have a hard time. It's not like they beat up on top 10 teams in Columbia, but 19 out of 20 against top 10 teams on the road. I think that pretty much speaks for itself, right?
It does. And I think it's okay to have these conversations, Bernie, because what it means is we're holding Missouri to a higher standard. Drink comes in, lifts the program to a certain level. There can be expectations that, you know what? You should go into Vanderbilt, and you should find a way to win that game. You should find a way to beat Alabama last week at home. The program's at a point where some of these games need to be wins, and unfortunately, they're not wins yet.
I agree with you 100%. And there's only so many of these opportunities can go by, you know, where you try to write it off for something. I'll give you an example, and I don't know how you felt about it. I was really turned off by Drinkwitz talking about the penalties and basically implying, he didn't say it, he was strongly implying they got some kind of raw deal. Give me a break. All the red zone opportunities you had, all the situations you had where you could have scored with your starting quarterback. I mean, you have a first and goal at the two, and no one on that coaching staff has got to play to get 2 yards, right? I don't want to hear about officiating. You know, when you go in there, there was at one point right before the half where Mizzou had like 4 yards passing. And I know, listen, man, respect to Vanderbilt. They have a really good defense. Don't get me wrong. But the inability to throw the ball downfield, and then again, you know, when you get down there in a game like that, which is a slugfest, and you can't score, you got 4 shots to score from the 2-yard line, and coach talking about officials calls, give me a break.
He is Bernie Miklas. Bernie, always good to be able to talk to you. We'll have you on Rush Hour Sports coming up on Monday for the whole hour.
Oh, all right, my friend. Thank you, Matt.
All right, very good. That's Bernie Miklas joining us here on the show. We'll keep the Mizzou football conversation going. Derek Peterson, who covers the SEC for Saturday Down South, he joins us in just a moment here on a Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.